I am Leonard Vidbian. It's Monday, December the 2nd, and here's your news at 7 a.m. Opposition parties have endorsed the IPC's decision to contest this year's presidential and National Assembly elections in court. The IPC has informed the Electoral Commission about its intention to file an urgent electoral court application. PDM's Secretary General Maniel Karingombe confirmed the move. Here's IPC's Ims Nashinge.
If you look at the Wednesday, when the process started, you start with the out of the blue with the shortage of ballots. And up to now, there is no explanation from ECN what really happened. What was it, an issue of logistics really happened? Were the ballots eaten up by termites?
Meanwhile, the Affirmative Repositioning Movement plans a press event for today at 11 a.m. Here's the AR's George Kambala.
Statement or our position on the election, how the elections have been and how they have been conducted. We implore everybody to tune in, because this is the first time we're doing a press briefing on post elections.
The marking of national exams is proceeding as planned, according to the Education, Arts and Culture Ministry. Ordinary level scripts will be marked by December 12, with results anticipated in the third week of January next year. Here's Executive Director Sanet Steenkamp.
So far, 70% of all the advanced subsidiary subjects are already done. The marking has been completed. However, for ordinary level, we will still continue to mark also up till the 12th of December. This means, in essence, that thereafter we will still have to follow specific standardization processes, or what we call grading, in collaboration with our Cambridge colleague. This grading will be done by the senior management of the Directorate of National Examinations and Assessment. For processes of quality assurance, the consultants from Cambridge will be present.
To SA Now, where the MK Party, founded by former President Jacob Zuma, marked its first anniversary in Ekurhuleni. During this year's general elections, the party campaigned as the official opposition. Secretary General Floyd Shivambu expressed confidence in securing a two-thirds majority in the 2026 local government elections and underscored the party's commitment to uniting progressive forces.
We're going to unite more than two-thirds of the voters of South Africa behind the banner of Umkhonto we Sizwe, and which is going to take over political power in local government at national level on behalf of the people, so that we can drive through a thoroughgoing transformation agenda to empower our people.
In continental news, the U.S. President Joseph Biden embarks on a trip to Angola, fulfilling his promise to visit Africa during his presidency. Reuters says his visit will highlight a major U.S.-backed railway project aimed at diverting critical minerals away from China. The project, partially funded by a U.S. loan, connects the resource-rich Democratic Republic of Congo and Zambia to Angola's Lobito port, providing a faster route for exports to the West. On the international front, several U.S. lawmakers were targeted in a bomb threat on Thanksgiving. Four House representatives in the state of Connecticut were affected after similar threats were made against Republican nominees for Donald Trump's new cabinet. With the update for us is Ira Spitzer.
Representative Johanna Hayes said on X there was a threatening email stating a pipe bomb had been placed in the mailbox at my home, but no bomb or explosive material were discovered. It comes after several of President-elect Donald Trump's picks for his cabinet were also targeted in bomb threats and so-called swatting attacks when emergency services are notified under false pretenses. The threats follow violence in political campaigning. Trump narrowly escaped an assassination attempt when another person was killed and a second attempt was stopped.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.